This is the Morning Mayhem with Howard Feldman and the team. The best start to your day.
Dr. Ralph Mataka is a political analyst. We've chatted to him before. I wanted to get his take on how things are playing out. I wanted to hear a bit about the low voter turnout. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners. Thanks for inviting me. I'm keeping well, thanks.
The low voter turnout, obviously, that's a very, very important indicator as to where we're at in terms of our faith in South African politics or politicians.
Indeed, it's an expression of the disaffection with politics. When politics is not being seen as improving people's lives, people tend not to participate. And low voter turnout is an indication of that decline in participation in democratic processes. And I think it is a concern, because when people start to realize or get the experience that says democracy is not improving their lives, they'll look for other alternative ways of governance. And we know that nothing is better than democracy. So it's very much important that our system, our institutions are seen to be performing better.
Yeah, and obviously people voted by not voting, I guess. Any trends that you're seeing, what do you think in terms of the emergence of Action SA, the DA's position, EFF? Give us an overall sense of how the picture is emerging in your view.
Well, I think Action SA has surprised many. I mean, I had spoken to some of the DA officials before these elections, and they had indicated to me they were worried about Action SA going into the DA's position. Therefore, if you look at it, Action SA seems to be disrupting the DA, and it might as well attract some of the voters that are disgruntled within the ANC. It's a party that is quite well positioned to harvest voters that are unhappy with either side. Remember, Mashaba was part of the DA strategy to grow in Gauteng. When he left the party, the DA had no other strategy. So Action SA has come out pretty well. I mean, it has got no institutional footprint here, a completely new party. And for me, this is a very, very interesting indication of what could happen if someone begins to try to build a different political project. It shows that it is actually doable, that South Africans are not totally, totally disenchanted. They still have hope, as long as they can be presented with such kind of choices. So Action SA, Mashaba tried, he has got quite a good experience, and he's been rewarded with the votes.
In terms of the EFF, it seems to me that they're just going sideways.
Yeah, you know, the EFF, the problem with the EFF is that even if they grow, I mean, in my view, I had a sense that they will grow on the margins, not significantly to start running councils and mass, but growing on the margins, but yet that does not amount to consolidation where you can say that they're about to be able to implement their agenda. They still want to disrupt municipalities. They still want to disrupt the system. They haven't yet figured out what kind of governance structure will they put in place and how they will relate to certain aspects of being part of the system. And I think that is why they've done well, but I don't know what are they going to do with what they've achieved.
And something I was saying a little bit earlier is my impression in discussing, talking politics with many of the political parties on the show, was that I couldn't get to the substance of the EFF. It was a lot of optics. It seems to be a lot of drama and visuals and bluster. But when it came to substance, I couldn't find it.
It's their strategy, the EFF. They stay at the high-level issues. They look at some of the abstract issues in society. They look at the question of land. It is material. But if you look at their solution, it's one of those historical big issues. They don't go into where they don't nibble into smaller practical issues that they could demonstrate. They are going for bigger issues. Even into this election, you listen to them, they are actually more questioning the system than looking into the narrow issues of service delivery as they see it as now. It is their strategy. That's how they have been.
In terms of the ANC, what do you think is happening behind the scenes now? Do you think that there's a recognition that people are totally disenchanted, or are they finding a way and employing cognitive dissonance to say, well, actually, no, it's not so bad?
The ANC should be worried. It's quite bad. I mean, where do you go from now? Some people are going to be voting at national government. It doesn't mean that the ANC national government is voting better. But crisis. So this is the moment for them to reflect as to what do they want to do. They are going down. It's a question as to how can they manage the crisis. That's all they can do.
And in terms of Jacob Zuma, I mean, a lot of analysts saying that definitely his behavior and him not being criticized, being out on this medical parole, appearing in KwaZulu-Natal, has done the ANC damage. Do you think that the election or the results will empower Ramaphosa to say, okay, enough, you've done enough damage now, we've sort of given you enough a rope, but you're hanging us, now we need to sort this out? Will this empower him or disempower him?
I'm not sure if the explanation that Jacob Zuma has to blame for it, actually. I mean, the ANC's problems are quite complicated. The poor performance in local government, it is the question of the pandemic, which means extraordinary circumstances. It is also the internal wrangles. It is the party went into the election without their secretary general. The branches are divided. So you can't say it's a question of Zuma. I mean, I don't think President Ramaphosa can do that. Actually, people will begin to question President Ramaphosa's own leadership. They'll say that it is under our leadership that we have seen a decline. And I won't be surprised if part of the reaction might be some trying to call a special conference of the AIDS. I'm actually surprised the word has not been used yet. But certainly if the party performs very poorly, it is within their own right to question the leadership. And it is the leadership's right to say, well, we've been trying to lead you this way, and we think you have not been yielding to that. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it can easily be swept under as a Zuma factor. Of course, they could have done better without the tensions created around his arrest. But I really think in this local government has got nothing to do with it.
That's so interesting, because I would have thought that it played a significant role, and you're saying it just simply doesn't.
No, they've had many problems. They've had bigger problems. I mean, I'm not saying the Zuma issue is not, but it cannot be attributed to be, I don't think it's a strong explainer regarding what has happened. Look at the performance of the ANC. When people don't vote, it's because they don't see the party as giving that alternative. And a lot of ANC voters did not show up in many other areas. That's where the problem has just been building up for the ANC, to a point where the Zuma issue for me is quite trivial.
Unfortunately, that is all we have time for. Before I let you go, if you were a betting man, how will the city of Johannesburg look?
It will have to be under the coalition, and it looks as if the coalition will involve Mashaba, and also for its legitimacy as well. I mean, he's in a good position to shop.
He effectively becomes a kingmaker now, doesn't he?
I think so. I mean, the EFF seems no longer to be in that position.
Absolutely. And that, unfortunately, as I said, is all that we have time for today. Dr. Ralph Mateka, who is a political analyst, talking to us about, or giving us his take on the elections so far.